Dear brethren, if I have some place here, just press, please, so that I can see you, brethren. Dear brethren, as we part from here, just to go with us. We will go home to our everyday life, to our duties. We will go to continue our consecrated life. Everywhere we would like to have Jesus with us. And we started with this beautiful hymn of Sister Teresa Parkinson. He knows the way I take. Only God knows our way. And he wants us to take correct ways so that he can easily accompany us in this way. And we want to invite Jesus to guide us and to follow our ways, to go with us. And about it, two next song, one in French, Lord, guide me in my ways. And third, in this way, Lord, go with us.
Beloved brethren, beloved sisters, here we are at the end of this convention. Certainly, these are moments, sad moments. Certainly, on our faces, you can read the sadness of going away from each other, but do not be sad. If we are separating in the spirit, in the body, we are going to be united in spirit. If Brother Daniel invited Jesus to go with us, we should walk with Jesus. And together with Jesus, we can only walk only one way, by being thankful. I would like to meditate on this aspect this evening of thankfulness. Certainly, many times we forget. It appears normal that everything goes well. It may look like something normal that we came to this convention and everything went well. It may seem normal that to go to bed in the evening, wake up in the morning, and maybe many times we are not thankful. We are not aware that all these things are the gift of God, for which we should, and I would like us to be grateful, thankful. Apostle Paul, in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, tells us to thank God for all things. Thank God for all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus regarding you. Which is the will of God? That we should thank God for all things. We should thank God for the beautiful things like this week of convention. But we should also thank Him for the trials, for the tests, for the difficulties, for the times when not everything is going well. The first aspect I would like to consider this evening regarding thankfulness, we find in Deuteronomy 8 from 2 to 4. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that He might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your food swell these 40 years. We notice the first aspect is to remember after we leave this place. We should remember the beautiful moments we spent here. We should remember the teachings we heard here. If yes, it is our duty to share these things, to apply in our lives everything we heard here. We should remember the words of Jacob from Genesis 32, 9 to 12. Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, return to your country and to your relatives, and I will prosper you. I am unworthy of all the loving kindness and of all the faithfulness which you have shown to your servant. For with my staff only I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother. We are too small for all the things that God showed us. The greatest mercy he had is that he gave his son. The greatest mercy, and from this there are other blessings that come out. This convention, even this convention, this reunion, is through the mercy and the worthiness of God. Not because we are great. We are little. We are too little for this great blessing. Apostle Paul, in Ephesians 2, tells us what God did for us. After the first part of the chapter, it tells us therefore remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall, by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Here we have this beautiful perspective which Apostle Paul brings to us and tells us to remember who we were without Christ and to remember Christ, what he did for us. Also in 2 Timothy 2, 8 to 12, Apostle Paul advises us to remember Jesus. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to imprisonment as a criminal. But the word of God is not imprisoned. For this reason I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory. About this path on which we go, we should remember all the blessings of God. But first, we should remember of the greatest blessing, our Lord Jesus Christ. I invite Brother Daniel Caleta to praise. With three hymns, afterwards we will see another.
Dear brethren, we invited Jesus to go with us our ways. But Jesus wants us to go his ways. He wants that we are his followers. He wants us to go to Zion, where his spiritual food is, where his word and law is. He wants us to go to Canaan, this land promised to Abraham, to follow this walk of faith from Egypt or from Haran, wherever we are. And we will be singing again about those things. The first hymn in German will say, let us go to Zion, where his law and his word is. The second in Romanian will tell about faith. And the third in Polish will say that we have to follow Jesus also in our sufferings and also in bearing our cross, otherwise we cannot be his followers.
recognize in your heart that your Lord rebukes you. Keep the laws of your God and fear Him, because the Lord your God brought you in a good country, a country with rivers, with mountains and valleys, with figs and wheat, with olives and honey, where you will eat a bread and lack nothing. A country whose stones are iron. Another aspect of thankfulness is being grateful. Are we grateful in our lives? Do we recognize when God rebukes us? How does God rebuke us? Like a father who rebukes his child. Do we recognize his? Are we ready to receive the rebuke and to recognize him in all our ways? Also, Joshua warns the people of God, Israel, regarding this in Joshua 23, 14 to 16. Now behold, today I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one word of all the good words which the Lord your God spoke concerning you has failed. All have been fulfilled for you, not one of them has failed. It shall come about that just as all the good words which the Lord your God spoke to you have come upon you, so the Lord will bring upon you all the threats, until he has destroyed you from off this good land which the Lord your God has given you. When you transgress the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods, and bow down to them, then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you will perish quickly from off the good land which he has given you. Behold, we must recognize that not one of God's promises remains unfulfilled. We have a God who keeps all his promises. We also have a righteous God. Just as he keeps the good promises, we have the warning that if we will search to keep our, if we will keep our covenant, if we will not keep our covenant, his anger will burn against us. In Proverbs 3, verses 1 to 6, we read, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." Do we recognize God in all our ways? Do we acknowledge that it is his will, even if when things don't go so well? Or do we recognize him only when things go well? We learned that it is his will. We must be thankful whether things go well or not. What follows if we are grateful? What does it follow if we remember God? One thing, to bless him for all these things. Deuteronomy 8, 10 and 11. When you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes which I am commanding you today. We notice that our duty is to bless the Lord. David advises us to bless the Lord in Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. The question is, when should we bless the Lord? In Habakkuk 3, we receive the answer. Verses 17 and 19. Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians 4, 11 to 13, tells us that even when we are persecuted, we should not answer the same way. We are advised to bless. In 1 Corinthians 4, to this present hour, we are both hungry and thirsty, and are poorly clothed, and are roughly treated, and are homeless, and we toil, working with our own hands. When we are reviled, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure. When we are slandered, we try to conciliate. We have become as the scum of the world, the dregs of all things, even until now. We must bless others. When we are persecuted, let's continue to bless the Lord through hymns.
We invited the Lord to come with us, and he wants us to go his ways. And if we go his ways, and he goes with us, we want to be as close to him as possible. We want to go hand in hand. We want to feel his warmth. We have to keep the corner of his robe. We want to feel the beating beat of his heart. And we want also to show him the same feeling, to be as close to him as possible. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Just a closer walk with thee until we come to the last mile of our life. It may be 7 weeks, like Brother Mike and Nakora had, but our last mile of the life, maybe longer or shorter, doesn't matter. We want also in our dying be with our Lord and to let him lead us to his eternal kingdom. And about that, we will sing 3 songs, 3 hymns in English.
Shepherds from the speaking. leads me from a road. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close with Him. Just a closer walk with Him. Jesus in your place. Yeah.
Otherwise, when you have eaten and are satisfied and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and gold multiply and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. He led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water. He brought water for you out of the rock of flint. In the wilderness he fed you manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do good for you in the end. Otherwise you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. It shall come about, if you ever forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you today that you will surely perish like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, so you should perish. This is another aspect of thankfulness. Pay attention, take heed. When everything goes well, when you have blessings, and of course, this week, we had blessings. Take heed so that your heart will not be filled with pride and say that you made this. But let us return to God. Turn to God. To be aware that he gives us all these blessings. Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 10 warns us how is the danger if we have put confidence in ourselves. Verses 1 to 12. This is the warning Paul gives us. If we stand up, if we think that we are something, take heed so that we do not fall. Also, our Lord teaches us a very important lesson in Luke. Starting in verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who appointed me a judge or arbitrator over you?" Then he said to them, "Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man was very productive, and he began reasoning to himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops?' Then he said, 'This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your soul is required of you. And now, who will own what you have prepared?' So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." The same is with the one who doesn't get rich for God, doesn't gather riches for God. Let us be among those who do not gather wealth on earth, but those who gather wealth daily for God. And if this week we enriched ourselves for God, let us continue after we leave this place to be rich and to get more wealth for God. Our running is not only limited to these 6 days that we were here, but it is from now on the results will be proved. If what we learned in these 6 days we will apply, then we will be obedient according to the will of God. We will not be forgetful. I will close with a few words from Psalm 50, verses 14 and 15. Offered to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I shall rescue you, and you will honor me. And verses 22 and 23. Now consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you in pieces, and there will be none to deliver. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who orders his way aright, I shall show the salvation of God. Beloved brothers and sisters, maybe we will not have this privilege, all of us, again, to see each other's faces in the body, but let it be that God will help us, that all of us will see each other's faces on the other side in the kingdom of God. Amen.
We thank you, brethren, for this wonderful choir and singing for us. What else can I add? All I can say is amen. Just as brethren mentioned at this convention, it was the 16th International Convention in Baia Mare, and it's coming to the end. Just as we see each other right now, in this exact body, we'll never be able to meet again. Part of us might finish their earthly life in here. Part of us will not be able to make it to the next convention. But this moment that stayed here with us and on that picture, it will stay with us forever. One day when we'll come to the victory after thousands or million years, with happiness, we will be remembering this moment. Brethren, this is our 16th International Convention. Do you remember where was the first convention? I'm not sure. It was 30 years ago. At this convention, we have 30th anniversary. The first convention, international convention, was in Kolstein. It was 30 years ago. And brethren, we had a little taste of what the kingdom would be like. He gave us the feeling to realize what the kingdom would be like. We could share with happiness with each other, joy, even though sometimes we didn't know the language of another brother or sister, but our heart was giving us the feeling that we have the same spirit. And we could give the same love to one another. And brethren, we had a little feeling of what the kingdom will be like, that everyone will respect one another, that we will not have to close their house and a car with alarms. They would not need to worry about teeth, about losing, being robbed. We will not worry that someone has evil thoughts in them. Sometimes when we drive a car and someone's trying to stop us, sometimes we're scared to stop because we're not sure if the person is really in trouble or has some evil thoughts to do. But during the kingdom, we will not be scared of anyone. We will be able to welcome everyone with open heart. We'll be able and we will want to help one another all the time. Dear brethren, sometimes I wasn't sure myself if I would be able to come here to this convention. And I'm really glad that we came here together with all my family. I'm very thankful for this to our Lord. I see my wife very happy. And I also see that even though my children don't have a lot of friends from different children from Poland, they're still very happy. And I can see that this Holy Spirit is filling this convention. It fills our grown-ups, but it also comes to our children who feel the happiness. Brethren, we heard many wonderful discourses, many wonderful songs. We took part in many studies. And now we can ask ourselves, what are we going to do with it? We can say wonderful discourse. We can sing a wonderful song. But when we're going to go back to our homes, to our wives, husbands, children, to our ecclesias, to brothers, sisters, to our work, to our school, neighbors, maybe some neighbors that are hard to deal with, but the God will say then,
watching you. I'm checking you. You used to say lots of wonderful words, and you were singing very beautifully, but now I'm looking at you and checking what kind of person you are. Dear brethren, we need to know and understand that just as we're sitting here, and everyone who is called during this evangelical age, who is going to get this high prize? Who from those sitting here will be able to get the prize? Only the best. Those brothers and sisters who really consecrated their life to serve the Lord until their death. And every day they're working on their character to become better and better. There's no other way. That's why, dear brethren, we should use this time in this life and be glad for all the blessings that we gain on this convention. So then now we should get ready to work, pull our sleeves up and start working on our character. We're really glad that God showed us what else we need to do with our personality to be able to be part of the future kingdom. I was praying about it, and I feel I got some answers here. I realized that at this day, today, I don't belong to the kingdom yet. I can see that I don't fulfill all of those things that God expects from us. Brethren, I'm sure that many of us think similar. So we should use this time that we have left over and use this six-day convention that we had and all the lessons that we learned. Just as someone said, that if we, for 30 minutes we walk, we will live 10 years longer. But if we walk every day with God, how much longer will we live? We will live forever. We can walk for walks because it's good for our health, but mainly we should walk with our God every day so we can live forever. And brethren, I want to ask you all that from all of us, I want you to take greetings to your ecclesias, to your families, greetings and lots of love. And I want you to take a part of this Holy Spirit that you gain here, and you can take it back with you home. This wonderful love, this feeling, this holy kiss, everything that's the best, I want you to pass it on. Maybe if it was something not right, please resolve it here. Please don't take any sad experiences from here. Resolve it here so you don't take it out. So, because it would only cause, disturbance outside. We should always do the best we can so the Lord can bless us. For the end, I would like to invite you for the next international convention in the next 2 years. It would be in Polonice Zdrój. You can see some pictures from Polonice from previous years. And Brother Coletta gave an interesting thought that in 2 years it will be exact 100 years since 1914. So in 2014 it will be exactly 100 years from 1914. It's a very interesting date. A lot of moments and awaitings that many brethren were waiting for. All the awaitings that they had before 1914, when they were waiting for this year to happen. If few pictures from the previous years in Polonia. Cezdrój are on the screen right now. Thank you very much. This is the invitation for the next convention 2 years from now and 100 years from 1914. Once again, brethren, I thank you very much for being here and for all the help everyone gave. The love of God be with you and have lots of wonderful blessings from the Lord, and let the blessing go with you home. And hopefully we can all meet again, till we meet again. We'll finish it with a hymn, till we meet again. We'll have words on the screen. There would be words from different nations. So first language would be India. And we want all Indian brethren to stand up. Whenever you see your country, please stand up and we'll all sing in the words of that language.
another.
Thank you.
Blisko.
Please stand up or end our international convention with heavenly prayer. See you till we meet again. Please don't forget to